the children that are here, excuse me, any of the children to come on down for the children's message? Hi, everybody. Wow. A lot of poinsettias up here, huh? Are they pretty? Yeah. Yeah. Why don't you have a seat? And, well, I think I'll try to sit down. Maybe I'll stand up. I'll move down. Not room for me to sit down. But so guess what tomorrow is? Yeah, it's Christmas Eve, and then following that's Christmas Day. And something that we all find very familiar, I have in this bag. What is that? Yeah, look at that. These are presents, and they're beautifully wrapped. And these were actually over at the church house for the Christmas bazaar. Yeah, oh, wonderful presents. Yeah, what do you think is in this present? Oh, my bad. Let me try another one here. Oh, I'm sure that this is different. How about that?
Nothing.
Nothing? Wait a minute. Okay. Not doing very well here. Okay. How about this one? Here you go. How about that? What's in that? But they're great presents, aren't they? Because they're so pretty. And they're kind of, yeah, they are kind of empty. Well, this is not going very well, is it? But I was thinking about that. You know, we do get presents on Christmas, and then we open them up, and what do we do with all the packaging stuff? Well, that gets kind of thrown away, doesn't it? And from year to year, I'm not sure that I recall what I got in one package versus another package. And so there's a sense in which the Christmas presents I get are wonderful. It's wonderful to get presents, but they're kind of empty the day after, and all the packages get thrown away. But I was thinking there's one present that we get on Christmas that never goes away. What's that? Us? That's right. We are definitely a present to each other. And also, what was God's present to us? It's baby Jesus. And Jesus was God's present to us that never, ever goes away. And that's what we are celebrating in this whole season of Advent with these candles. And also, up there on the banner, we got those four words, hope, peace, joy, and love. And, you know, we sang a song that we did a couple weeks, the first and second Sundays. The last Sunday we didn't, but we'll sing it again, and that's the Light One Candles song. You remember how that goes? It goes, first one Sunday was, light one candle for hope, one bright candle for hope. He brings hope to everyone. He comes. Try that with me. Light one candle for hope, or one bright candle for hope. He brings hope to everyone. He comes. And then second Sunday, light two candles for peace, two bright candles for peace. He brings peace to everyone. He comes. What's the third Sunday? Joy, the pink candle. Light three candles for joy, three bright candles for joy. He brings joy to everyone. He comes. But it also then has a chorus, and I'll sing that for you. The chorus goes like this. Light three candles for joy, three bright candles for joy. Every nation will seek salvation in Bethlehem's baby boy. Who? Jesus. Yeah. And then the fourth week, which is today, light four bright candles for love. He brings love to everyone. He comes. And the present of God that stays with us always, even after we unwrap it on Christmas, is the hope and the peace and the love and the joy that God gives us this Advent, this Christmas, and always. And so that's a great Christmas present that we celebrate tomorrow. And you know what? I did find there is some kind of present in here. There is, let me see, candy canes. Ooh, with Hershey Kisses. And with Reese's Pieces. And with Kit Kats. And with Rolos. Yeah, so So this must be God's present to me, right? No. Okay, well, I'm going to turn this over to Mrs. Adler, and she's going to take and share that with the church school, and you'll get to be able to choose one. And if there's any left over, we might share it with coffee hour. But let's have a prayer, okay? Can we pray together? Dear God, thank you very much for the greatest Christmas present we could ever imagine, the birth of Jesus. Amen.